We have Bumpty Bumps Charlie coming around the third bed, third bend, Bumpty Bumps Charlie, over the number third coming over, number four, Ebbly Bigums comes over the Wumpty Gums, Wobbly Gums comes over the Bepty Gums, Bumpty Bums over four, number four coming over the right corner over the left, into your head coming out of nowhere is into your head, five, number five, casting out at number five, coming out over the bridge, over the houses and over the bridges, now number four, back to the Bumpty Bumps, over into your head. Back out, lashing it out, out of your head, into your head, out of your head, over your head, over the houses, into your bushes, into your head, into the podcast, into your laptop, onto your iTunes, into your ears, over your head, 136.
Now, you join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's into your head. Number 136. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, this is probably a repeat. This is probably an old show that he's brought up now, and he's decided to reuse it. Because he's been doing a bit of that recently. He's been reusing stuff. Well, it's not a repeat. Unless you're listening to this in the future when I rerun it. It's not a repeat. It's live right now, being recorded live. I've never said any of these words before, or at least not in this context. I may have said them in this order. I may have said them, all of these words, in this exact order, with the same meaning, but not the same context, unless perhaps I did do them in the same context, in which case it's either a coincidence or déjà vu, or whatever the audio version of déjà vu is. I suppose déjà écoute. We've heard something before, and then you hear it again, but it's not a repeat, it's just your brain playing tricks with you. This isn't a repeat, your brain is playing tricks. You think you've heard me saying before that this isn't a repeat, and now you're so obsessed with it, that it's going around in a loop in your mind, there's a short circuit in there somewhere, and you're even hearing it in French. I don't know why that happens, but that's just it goes to add to the mystery. And I suppose it makes it obvious that it's not a logical thing to happen. It just basically means there's something wrong with you. Anyway, this is a brand spanking new episode of Into Your Head. Welcome to the show. As I say, join me at a tremendously exciting moment. I'm sitting here in the Into Your Head studio. I've got everything rigged up and ready to go. We're going to do a show. We're going to go ahead and get this thing down on cassette tape, virtual cassette tape. Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, that's a bit modern for me. Well, it's not. Don't worry. It's not quite up to the Star Trek level of virtual hologramic cassette tape. It's just basically, I convert all this into ones and zeros, and then I make sure to label each particular one and zero to say what is meant to be translated into, because otherwise we just have a podcast that's all ones and zeros. Each one represents a different thing, and each zero represents a different thing, because I don't just keep saying the same two words over and over and over and over and over and over like that. So you have to have a bit of variance. If you're going to have an information system that's just based on ones and zeros, you have to make sure that you have different types of ones and different types of zeros. For example, one of the ones could mean de, and the other of the ones could mean what. So you'd have to distinguish them somehow. I suppose you could put the word de beside the one that means de, and the word what beside the one that means what. And then, of course, you could just remove the numbers completely. But then it wouldn't be a binary system at all. It would be a language system based on, frankly, it would be quite like English. It would be pretty much the same thing. It would be like converting it over to binary and then converting back. You might as well not have converted it at all. You probably lost a lot of data in the conversion. It's like when you convert your attic. You lose a lot of space because you're not allowed to live in the low bits of the attic. You have to have your bedrooms have to be above a certain height. So you basically have to partition off the low bits of the attic, so you lose that space for a start, and then you can't, you have to put in some insulation, so that loses you a few inches on every ceiling and every wall, And then, of course, you have to take out some tiles out of the roof and put in some windows. Of course, if they're dormer windows, you gain space. Unless they're those fancy inside-out dormer windows where you put a bungalow built into a sloped roof. But then you're gaining outdoor space, even though you're losing space on the inside of your attic. You're gaining space on your outside. You're adding to your outdoorness. So, I suppose it all comes back to you. I just realised I referred to the low spaces in your attic just there. That's not to be confused with the Low Countries, which is the literal translation of the French word for the Netherlands. Now, that's a perfect example of the whole binary thing that I was trying to explain to you. When you translate the Netherlands from English into into French, you get le pays bas, but when you convert le pays bas back into English, you get the Low Countries, which isn't what he started with. He started with the Netherlands, and then you got the Low Countries. So something there has been effed up in translation, and that's what you want to do with your television signals. You want to convert them into ones and zeros, and then convert them back at the other end, and then you wonder why all your programs are so messed up, and the plot always goes wrong, and something stupid always happens. And it's all because of this digital conversion crap. The Netherlands had a perfectly sensible name before people started translating it from one language into the other. This is why people shouldn't go abroad. They end up having to translate things, and then they come back into their own countries and they have to be converted back, and everything basically goes to hell. This is a silent interval, in the interests of allowing you, the listener, to think and allowing you room to breathe between segments. There's not going to be any music or filler or voiceovers during this interval segment. Instead, there will just be silence unless you count this announcement, which you shouldn't, because it's just a label. So please don't, otherwise it'll ruin the whole thing for you and it'll be meaningless, and it'll just have been a waste of my valuable, precious time, and you won't get the benefit of it. So please don't do that. We're 6 minutes into the programme, and I don't feel we've achieved anything yet. I've been sitting here trying to impart knowledge and ideas to you, trying to improve the world by passing on what I've got. I should be reserving this stuff for my children. I should be selfish and reserve this for my own kind and not share it with the world. But instead, I'm being generous. I'm being generous with my knowledge, just like Bill Gates was. Bill Gates decided, I have all this stuff, and I want to give it to other people, and charge them money for it, and then I want to retire and set up a charity. And that's what, look what happened to him. He ended up getting exactly what he wanted, and now he's the richest man in the world. Because when you give money away, it comes back to you in multiple amounts. If you give someone €5, 10 minutes later, someone will come along and say, oh, you look very poor, probably because you gave away all your money. Here's some more back, but don't be stupid, don't give it away this time. And then someone else comes along and says, oh, you look very poor, either that or you've just got your money back, been given back to you by someone else, but not enough time has passed for it to register, you haven't bought a new set of clothes yet, so you still look like you're poor. So I'm going to assume that you're €5 down still, and I'll give you €5. So then two people have given you €5 each, which is €10, to replace the €5 that you originally lost. So that's if I'm not mistaken, that's a 100% profit. So that's basically what Bill Gates is doing. He gave away Microsoft, and loads of people saw that he was basically down in the dumps. He was at rock bottom, he had no company anymore, he was jobless, and they all came along and said, oh, here's some money. But they all did the same simultaneously, everyone gave him money, so he got far more money than he needed or wanted. So then he had to set up a charity to figure out what to do with it, being the responsible man that he is. Or was at the time, at least, at the time of this decision. I assume he still is, although people change. But nonetheless, he set up a charity, and he diverts all this extra wealth he has to various causes. And it's absolutely fucking fantastic. Event that's colouring today's recording session, I'm sorry to say. It's quite unfortunate, and frankly it makes me feel like the world is working against Into Your Head to prevent it from coming back to its regular schedule, which is being off kilter for some time, but nonetheless, I'll do my best to fight it. For one thing, there's phlegm in my throat. And for another thing, I still have a cough, but I'm not going to let it stop me. I have a podcast. Podcast is supposed to be regular, or at least reasonably frequent. And having a cough prevents me from being able to speak in my usual well-spoken way. I'm a well-spoken person. I know I have tons of vocabulary. Not only that, I know how to use it. I know how to enunciate it. I may not have worked in radio, or I may not be work for the likes of WFMU or any of those fancy radio stations that other podcasters work for. And I may not have had some. I don't know, whatever the hell other people do. But I have to say, I'm a professional. I'm a self-made professional podcaster. I know how to speak. I don't stumble. Instead of stumbling, I just go, when I feel like there's a stumble going on, or I feel like I'm going to stutter, I don't. Instead, I go, and I find that completely cures me of any stutter or stumbling that I may or may not have otherwise had. It's a perfect tool. Highly recommend it to anyone who's got a speech impediment. Just go, whenever you feel like something's going to go wrong. And once you feel like you're ready to go back on track, then just stop going, and start trying to speak again. It'll all flow perfectly, because I find I'm very, well, what's that word for a person who can speak well? I'm trying to remember it for the last 3 minutes. I'm trying to pretend that I haven't forgotten the word I want to use. I don't know, it's disappeared temporarily from my vocabulary, but there's still 8 billion words left in it. So it's not to say that my vocabulary has deteriorated to any great extent. It's just that the one particular word that I want to use in this segment has failed me, as being a temporary lapse of memory. That's just like in that Pink Floyd album title, the temporary lapse of memory, that's what it's called. It's called a temporary lapse of memory. A lack of memory is an illness, and you shouldn't be mocking me for it. It's an impediment, and it's a slight disability that I don't allow to get on top of me. You should be applauding me for getting through this segment, rather than laughing at me as you are now for failing miserably. I'm getting by, despite my various slight disabilities. I don't let them get the worst of me. The fact that I have a temporary lapse of memory and have forgotten the one word that I want to use should not be something that you hold against me bitterly and use as a tool to ridicule me and mock me. So, well, put that in your pipe and smoke it. You're thinking there, you're thinking, it sounds like he's drinking, it sounds like he's partaking of some sort of liquid, possibly alcoholic, I don't know, or maybe it's a liquid that's non-alcoholic but it has alcohol in it that's been added in at some point during the bottling process. I'm not sure. That's not to say that he's drinking it out of a bottle. It may have been distilled from the bottle at some point, or else he may have got it in cans, I don't know, or he may have brewed it in his own home brewing system, or he might have bought a keg of it and poured it straight into the glass. Although pouring isn't the word when you're distilling it from a tap that's attached to a keg of beer, you're not really pouring it, you're pulling a pint, I suppose, or pulling whatever quantity you foreigners use, probably half litres. That's what you're thinking anyway. You're thinking he's drinking. Well, you're wrong. You're either a liar or you're mistaken. Now I'll not assume the worst of you. I'll assume that you're just mistaken. I'm not drinking. I was, admittedly, just before I started this segment, and I am now. But at the point where I said, I know what you're thinking, and I determined that you were thinking that I'm drinking, I wasn't drinking at that moment. So get your facts right before you go around making allegations and accusations against me. I'm just trying to provide you with some entertainment to fill 20 minutes of your day while you're sitting on the bus with your iTelephone or your MP3 player, trying to find a bit of entertainment that you've downloaded free off the internet, and all you can think of is to go around finding fault with me and my character. Well, you haven't found a fault in my character. It's not like I've been drinking myself to death. I've had 1.5 cans of Carlsberg. It's not illegal. It's not like I'm driving or anything. Well, I'm driving this show, I suppose. I'm the producer and presenter of this show. But I think you'll agree that many episodes of Into Your Head have benefited from the use of alcohol or other stimulants. Mostly it's caffeine or taurine. Usually when I make Into Your Head, I'm whacked up on caffeine and or taurine. When I'm whacked up on taurine, there's caffeine in that drink as well. So I'm usually either whacked up on caffeine or whacked up on caffeine plus taurine. Now, I don't know whether you can tell which episodes are which. Some of them are caffeine-fueled episodes, and some are caffeine plus taurine-fueled episodes. And some of them, not that many, mind you, are alcohol-fueled episodes. They're usually the ones where there's four installments of the urination session of the week. If there's an episode where there's four installations or more, or installments, as I meant to say, of the urination session of the week, then there's a good chance that those are ones where I was drinking beer, which has to be expelled at some point in the interest of my health, because you can't just keep it in your body forever. You can keep the nutrients, of course, but of course they'll be used up eventually. Some nutrients stay in your body forever. Others, such as, for example, vitamin C, don't stay in your body at all. That's why you have to take your vitamin C tablet every day if you're going to take vitamin C supplements. So let that be a lesson to you.
If you would like to comment on any of the issues raised in today's program, visit the
online voicemail system
at our website, intoyourhead.com, or email us at studio@intoyourhead.com. Remember, we value the opinions of you, the humble and ignorant listener.
Kofi sit. Good cat.